We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. We do have Wall and Boccioni back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City, producing the show. Wall will have another update here in about 27 minutes. Super Saturday night. Who's going to win? 24 hours from now, we should have one team hoisting the Lombardi Trophy. I think the game will be over by then. 24 hours, what, 6:30 start? Yeah, 4.5 hours, you bet. It'll be done or close to it. Who do you like? I like the Niners. I think they're the most complete football team I've seen in a while in the NFL. No weakness when they're healthy. When they've ran the ball 75% of the time, I saw that graphic, I think, on CBS Sports Network. 3 out of 4 times in the playoffs in Minnesota and Green Bay were pretty good football teams. I thought they were solid teams. Not great, but solid teams this year. And I look at the Chiefs' defense, and yeah, they could tee off on Tannehill, okay? Tannehill. And then Watson was having to play catch-up. And then Tannehill playing catch-up, and they're bringing Derrick Henry off the field, and I'm like, okay, game over. It's Tannehill versus Mahomes. This is over. I don't think the Niners, I know they had the shootout against Breeze. What was that, 48-46 in New Orleans? Some are thinking it's going to be a game like that. I don't see it. I really don't. And they weren't healthy at that time. Staley makes a difference on that offensive line. He's one of the most unheralded offensive linemen. And granted, he's been there when the Niners haven't been good. He is one of the best in the business. And look at, they're running 3 out of 4 times. 3 out of 4 times. You know, the story in this playoffs was Henry and Vrabel running the rock for the Titans, sending Brady and Belichick home, and John Harbaugh, who won the NFL Honors Coach of the Year, and Lamar Jackson, the unanimous MVP, home. And they went up 10-0 at Arrowhead, and you're like, uh-oh. And then you look at the way the Niners have ran the ball in the playoffs. But it's Mahomes. That's the only thing, man, is if you're going to Vegas or your state has legalized sports gambling, I'm nervous. And I didn't put any money on the Niners. I just made my pick on my statewide show in Michigan, I think a week ago here on the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm sticking with the Niners. But now you get to a Super Bowl and there's field position, there's a fumble, there's a kick return, a punt return, a turnover. Who knows? In this conversation this week, then, well, Shanahan is afraid to put it in the hands of Jimmy G. Really? Do you think this team is at the Super Bowl if they didn't have Jimmy G? No. N-O. No. Not at all if they didn't have Jimmy G. So I need your Super Bowl pick. And then before I began the broadcast, I heard Jody Mack on CBS Sports Radio wrapping up his four-hour shift, and he was talking about his daughter and the girl dad hashtag we've seen since the death of Kobe Bryant and his daughter and other moms and dads and daughters on that helicopter north of Los Angeles that crashed 6 days ago. All perished. There's nothing better than being a girl dad, or having a daddy's girl. And anybody who has held that daughter for the first time, you know what I'm talking about. So what I'm doing throughout the broadcast today is letting you give a shout-out to your daughter, wherever she is, whatever she's done. It's not just about sports. Give a shout-out as a girl dad. You can join us on air, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4CBS. 4227, and then I need your Niners, Chiefs, and why, and who's going to win. And then I'll read tweets, too, if you can't call us at Saturday Huge. And if you're going to give your daughter a shout-out, and she's living in another part of the country, you can tell her to listen on XM Sirius Channel 206, a CBS Sports Radio channel, on the satellite, cbssportsradio.com, or your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. And we'll give some love. and to all the daughters all across the U.S. and Canada during our broadcast. Let's go to Zach from Dallas listening on 105.3 FM here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, this is Zach Dallas, short-time listener, first-time caller. Got to pick my boy, Pat Mahomes, Texas boy, and that's my quarterback. And apparently I heard an interview this week, that's his quarterback too, so go Tribe, pulling for them. I got a little off the wall. I have a biracial stepdaughter. We don't use that word, step, so the, you know, daughter hashtag. That hit me really hard this week, and I appreciate all of the sports, CBS sports affiliates putting that out there. But I do have one question, as being from Dallas. What is your opinion on Mark Cuban retiring the number 24? I know it's not going to affect Mark Aguirre, possibly, but just nobody else will wear it. I think it was a great idea. I think the league should follow suit. Just wanted to hear what you thought about it.
I thought Cuban sent a message about the history of the NBA. And no matter how much bravado Cuban has had as owner of the Mavericks, and also in business, he's successful and he has a big heart. And that was a good move. And why not retire it? You know, it's kind of like, you know, I was thinking about Jackie Robinson. For some reason, why isn't every Major League Baseball team, okay, I think, Robinson's number is retired in Major League Baseball. Am I correct on that, right?
42 is retired.
Every Major League Baseball team should retire the number or honor the first player that broke the color barrier for their team. I like that idea. I do. I like that idea. I was going to movies, you know, kids in between futsal games today, which is indoor soccer. And I have, you know, in the DVD folder, I have 42. I wanted my kids to watch it. And then I started thinking, you know, sitting there and kids are watching another movie, like, you know, Daddy's Home 2 or something. And I'm going, and it hit me with, why hasn't every major, and maybe they have, and I don't know, in all major league cities. I know they honor the Negro Leagues every year, and rightfully so. But who was that first player to break the color barrier? When you get somebody who broke in, whether it's 40s, 50s, 60s, who broke that barrier, that name, that family, that person, that legacy should be honored by every professional and college team. It should. It really should. And retiring Kobe's number, hey, when you look at it, Michael, Kobe, LeBron one day when he's done, man, there are numbers that just need to be retired, right? There are numbers that need, unless there's somebody on your status and that number is already like in Monument Park with the Yankees or something. I do like the color barrier idea that all pro and college teams honor somebody who was the first to break that barrier. I think that would be really cool. Let's go to Greg from Houston. Thanks for the wait. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Thank you. I love listening to the show, Huge. And I guess what I was going to say about this week is the one thing I took from it and have taken from it is as a sports fan. I've been a Laker fan since I was six. I'm going to be 62 this August. And I've never seen this kind of outpouring like this. And I think the one thing we can all grow from this week is if you got a family and you love them, don't forget to say it. Don't forget to act in ways that show it. And if anything, if you got a beef, put the beef aside. Put the stuff aside. And if anything, if this has done anything as a sports fan and just a fan of society and life, it helps you to put things in perspective and realize sports is okay. It's an escape. It always will be. But you have to treasure the things that you value and the people you value. And if this is what forces you to do it, so be it.
Well, you've heard Shaq, 50 Cent, people who have openly said that what happened to Kobe will change how they deal with people. And they all have said it, and it makes us all think. And as I mentioned at the end of last hour, there's nothing about race, color of skin, political party, nothing. Religion, nothing. And what makes it sad, when you go inside that tragedy and you look at the nine people who died, that it's about family. They were off to a kid's travel basketball game. They were off to a kid's travel basketball game. That's across the board families. I mean, that, and Kobe with his daughter and the photos and the real love and passion, and that she was going to leave a legacy in the UConn women's basketball team. She had a dream of playing there. That's why it's Kobe, but it's about families. It really is. It's about the Altobelli family. It's about the Mauser family. It's about the Zabayan family. Ara was the pilot. It's about the Chester family. Those are four families affected. All from that one helicopter crash, including one of the biggest names ever in the NBA. And just the sheer emotion that I still hear. And I know some of you are like, too much Kobe. No, we all need something to make us think. We all can be better. It's just, it's been a good, and I know using the word good or great week, but it's been one hell of a celebration of Kobe Bryant's life and the lives of everybody on that helicopter. Did everybody know that John Altobelli was the greatest junior college baseball coach in America from Orange Coast College in Southern California? There is a buy-in. The pilot had over, 8,200 hours? Yeah, the fog never should have been up there by that. We're not FAA experts. We're not part of the National Transportation Safety Board. We have spent 6 days celebrating the life of Kobe, his daughter, and the rest of the victims on that helicopter. And it showed of the people lining up at Staples Center. It's shown a great part of this country that we don't see enough of. We don't see enough of it. Again, has nothing to do with politics. See, I do believe, if you've listened to me over the last 4.5 years here on CBS Sports Radio, I don't believe we're as divided as the media wants to portray we are, or politicians will tell us. I do not believe we're as divided as a country on the color of skin, on religion, rich or poor. I believe most of us have a heart and feel for others, like we did for the nine on that helicopter. If you want to join in on our huge topics of the night, I need your pick, Niners or Chiefs in the Super Bowl. It's a Super Saturday night on the Huge Show 24 hours from now. We'll have a world champion down in Miami. And with that hashtag girl dad from every father out there, give a shout out to your daughter. Not just about sports, just on air, national show. Show your love wherever she's at. Maybe she's not listening. You can do that throughout the broadcast. You can join us live right now, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
Huge is America's voice on sports. This is the Saturday Night Huge Show on CBS Sports Radio.
We do have Wall and Boccioni. We were actually playing some of the audio, some of our favorite Family Guy clips during the break. That's been some good entertainment on this Saturday night. We also threw out the huge questions of the night. Who do you like tomorrow, Niners or Giants? Niners or the Chiefs. Yeah, Niners and the Giants are in the Super Bowl. They're both from the NFC. Why was I thinking Giants? What was that Freudian slip? Maybe it's because we were talking about Brady also during the break and where he'll end up. And now the hot thing is Brady and his family were seen in Tennessee. And are they looking at homes or schools and Derrick Henry and Brady and that offensive line and Vrabel, and they could stick it to Belichick? And so maybe I was thinking Tyree and the Giants. I don't know. A lot going on. Monitoring about three different computer screens and the TV screen. So Niners or the Chiefs, and why? At 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. And then we're giving shout-outs to daughters with that hashtag GirlDad that's been out there as a tribute to Kobe, his daughter, and the other girl dads lost in that helicopter crash. Give your daughter a shout-out. How often do you may talk proud of your daughter to friends, you know, family get-togethers. How often on a worldwide broadcast do you get a chance to talk about your daughter with some pride on air? We're going to do it throughout the show. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. More on the NFL honors, the NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame 2020 class. Where will Brady play next year? We have a full show. Let's go to Scott from Columbia, South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Hughes. How you doing tonight?
Doing good, Scotty.
I just want to give a shout-out to my daughter, Kayla. I sort of know how the Bryant family feels. I lost my wife for 28 years on Easter Sunday this past April. And I seen my 17-year-old daughter get over the top of her mama, perform a CPR, and make her say, "Mama, please get up." And I tell my daughter every day that I love her. And I hope all the dads out there will just take grab the door and I'll hold them real tight. Take care.
Thank you, Scott. Huge love to you there in Columbia, South Carolina. Let's go to John from Illinois. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Huge, what's up, my brother?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I appreciate the you know, the story that you're telling and just your messages. Every once in a while I catch you at night. And, you know, yeah, man, I'm a father of three, Aria, Annalise, and Ireland, 8, 6, and 6 months. And, you know, I've never really felt this deeply for a celebrity passing. And obviously all the other people in the helicopter. But when my buddy in Vegas text me, and I was leaving church with my kids and my wife, and I saw it, I just couldn't believe it. I was like, what? This guy, you know, it's amazing, his story, obviously his trials and tribulations, seeing him grow up, you know, after being obviously a Jordan fanatic out here in Chicago. But, you know, what really caught me at the end, obviously, is the last year or so, I kept on following him on Instagram with his Mamba mentality and the shows he was doing. He was on Lewis Howes and all these podcasts, and just listening to his mindset and the way he went after life, the way he went after being the best athlete possible, and then obviously the pictures with his kids, and it just yeah, tore me up, man. It's still something that I still get tear jerked a little bit, and it's kind of crazy. But so I just wanted to share that. I appreciate you kind of sharing, letting guys call in today and tonight. And by the way, go Chiefs, because my dad used to love Montana, and for some reason I always wanted to be a rival against them. And I love Marino, even though Marino never got the ring. I hope Mahomes tears up the 49ers.
Thank you, Johnny in Illinois. Appreciate the call and your shout-out to your beautiful three daughters. Kobe died being a dad. That's part of the respect of Kobe is one of the greatest. It's obvious. But Kobe died being a dad. Yeah, we don't have helicopters. Most of us will pile in to our car or SUV. We may go with other parents. you know, take some other kids. We've all been the dad taking our kids to a basketball, soccer, hockey, golf match, swimming, whatever it is. Kobe Bryant died being a dad, a father, along with other fathers and moms on that helicopter who put their children first. And as Kobe talked about why he took helicopters around Los Angeles and Southern California, he did it after having children, and they were getting to the age where you could pick them up in the carpool lane, and he was getting stuck in traffic and missed a school play. So he decided to take a helicopter to save time, which meant more time to be a dad. And he died being a dad. Let's go to Albert from Canada. Thanks for listening tonight, north of the border, and you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Albert.
Hi. I'm just throwing a shout-out here to my two daughters. I got a 9-month-old and a 6-year-old. And, yeah, I hear this story there the other last weekend there. And, it kind of shook me, and I got to thinking, you know what, like, not too many of us really have the privilege of moving around in a helicopter, but I heard a story about a year ago around my neck of the woods here, and there was a young guy about the same age as my son. He got pulled out of his mother's arms in a flood, and like that hit home too. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, all these stories of these kids getting taken away with their parents kind of thing. And it bothers me.
Well, it bothers you, Albert. And thanks for the call from Canada, because you're a father, or for the ladies listening, a mother. And that's what I said when I began this broadcast at 10 p.m. Eastern, that some are saying, oh, I'm tired of hearing about Kobe, which 6 days in I find to be heartless. But those are people that don't have children. Those are people who haven't been around friends and family who have lost children. Those are people who haven't had to look at a family that's lost children and wonder how they get through every day. I mean, I'm a divorced father. I have my kids every other week. I can't wait to see them. What I miss that week, I'm there for all their sporting events. I'm there as much as I can. But what did I miss? I cannot imagine losing a child. And for any family that's been through it, God bless you. You can answer our huge questions of the night on the lighter side of life. Chiefs or the Niners tomorrow night in Miami, who are you taking? And then off the hashtag Girl Dad all week long in tribute to Kobe, his daughter, and the others on that helicopter. I give a shout out to your daughter. And if she's in another area, tell her to listen. XM Sirius Channel 206, CBSSportsRadio.com, or the local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can join us live at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do together each and every Saturday night. At Boccioni and Wall producing the broadcast. Swift moving radio presentation. I think Horowitz and the crew are coming up at the top of the hour. We'll have another update with John Fast with all the games going on across the country and in Canada. You can join in. I need your Super Bowl pick, Niners or the Chiefs, and why. And off the hashtag Girl Dad, a tribute to Kobe and his daughter and the other fathers and mothers on that helicopter, I'm asking you to give a shout out and some CBS Sports Radio love to your daughter. Not just about sports, about anything that she's doing or has done or about to do. So you can join us live and answer the Super Bowl pick question, and also shout out to your daughter. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227 at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Corey in Wisconsin. Thanks for the wait. And you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks, Huge. Listen all the time. First time I've ever called. My pick for the Super Bowl is going to be the Chiefs, just based on Andy Reid, because he was part of that Mike Holmgren staff in Green Bay. He did a lot in the community around here. And a lot of people in Wisconsin definitely are pulling for him. I've heard that a lot this week. So that's the main reason I'm going for the Chiefs. I just want them to win for Andy Reid. And also something just to tie into the Kobe thing, I don't know if many people remember, but Andy Reid lost a son in the past, and I think it would be a fitting time for him to come through and sort of have some vindication, since I know that was probably tough on him as well, obviously. I have three daughters, Cadence, Hazel, and Ella, and they are my world. And honestly, I just want to say, you know, with the whole hashtag girl dad thing, before I had daughters, I had no perspective, I feel like, at this point about what the world really was. I had a lot of testosterone pumping through me growing up and a lot of other things. And I feel like once I had a daughter and then a couple more, it's molded me into a much better person than the road I was on. And I thank them for it every day. I see how much better they make me every day. And that's why I had to call. Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Yeah, thank you, Corey, for listening. The call tonight from Wisconsin. Let's travel west to North Dakota. And Dave, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, how you doing tonight? I really appreciate you doing this for the Super Bowl and for the daughters. I'll start off with, I'm a diehard Niners fan. I've been a Niner fan since Joe Montana, so almost 40 years. I think it's going to be real close, and it can go both ways. What I don't hear a lot about is that the Niners were real close to going undefeated this year. They lost three very, very close games, and even though they scratched a couple wins out, they had a legitimate chance of going up 18-0 up to this point. So they're one of the best all-around teams I've ever seen. But if Patrick Mahomes plays to his level, I give a lot of respect to that, and I'm curious to see Andy Reid calling all his plays versus a younger Mike Shanahan. They're both awesome. They're both very likable teams. In regards to my daughter, she just celebrated her 23rd birthday on the 28th of January. And like the last caller said, which is well spoken, it makes you want to be a better person and gives you a lot of perspective. She's studying her master's degree for Northeastern down in Panama. She's scuba diving, so she won't be able to hear this tonight, but I will definitely let her know I called and to say I love her very much. And I texted and called her when I got the news of Kobe, too, and it's made me pretty emotional, sports fan or not. And he was a heck of a person, and I bet even in he wasn't a basketball player, he would have been a heck of a person. He was a real success. And he's brought a lot of people closer together, like you mentioned. It's not about color, race, or religion. He's had a real positive impact, and it's time to celebrate his life and be happy that we had him in it. And I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, David, from North Dakota. And by the way, anybody, if your daughter wasn't listening, you give a shout-out. If I read some tweets later from @SaturdayHuge on Twitter, remember all the podcasts are up 24/7. At CBSSportsRadio.com, just go to the weekend shows when the podcast menu is there, and you'll see the Saturday Night Huge Show. You can play it for your daughter and download it. Easy link to send it, text it to her. Let's go to John in Dallas, listening on 105.3 FM. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Brother Huge, thanks for taking my call, man. I just wanted to say a couple of things. Number one, Super Bowl pick. I'm thinking the Niners, they dominate both sides of the line of scrimmage. And most times in sports, not always, but most times, when it's a team versus an individual, as far as the hype goes, if it's really just up to Patrick Mahomes, Niners are going to win, I think, by at least 4 or 5. But the role players on the Chiefs are underrated, particularly receivers, and we'll see how their defense plays. the daughter's subject. I do not have any kids, but I'm a big brother of a 12-year-old little girl named Katie Pilgrim, and she goes to school in Plano, and she's in a real young and impressionable place in her life, and my dad and my stepmom have given her, she's adopted and have given her a beautiful life. And as her big brother, I'll throw out a hashtag big bro, because in a lot of ways, I'm also a kind of a parental figure since I'm old enough to provide that kind of experience. A couple of bonus nuggets. I'm a Baylor grad, so hashtag freaking Bears basketball, let's go. And also, Dak, if he wants more than 36, let's go ahead and franchise tag him. If he doesn't want to show up to camp, let's pick up Tom Brady. Hey, thanks for taking my call, Huge.
All right, thank you for listening. Yeah, adopting children. I adopted my two older ones, I think, when they were 6 and 8. That's an unbelievable day. You know, when I adopted them, and they're now 19 and 22, I always wondered when I had children with my ex-wife, my only wife, only time I'll be married. I was worried I'd feel different, and I never did. That adoption day sticks with me as much as the birth of my three children, who are now 14, 13, and 12, Ace, Legend, and Ava. And that adoption day was so awesome, right around the holidays. If you have a chance to give a kid a life, you know, it's about what you do for others. And you, even if you can't medically or physically have children, or there's room in your life to give a kid a mom or a dad or both, you need to do it. It is extremely gratifying. Amazing experience. Let's go to Leslie from South Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
How are you, sir?
How you doing, Leslie?
I'm doing well. I want to tell you about my daughter, because she's 21, turned 21 Christmas Day, on a plane to Thailand and Cambodia. She is on the Clemson debate team. She is extremely smart, and I graduated from South Carolina University. So to have my money go to Clemson causes me pause for concern, but it does, and she is one of the best things I have ever done in my life.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate the call in South Carolina, and good luck to your daughter at Clemson and also in her travels over in Asia. Let's go to Troy in Texas here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, Huge. First off, I say San Fran because of the defense and the running. So I am a veteran and a father of four, and my platoon sergeant and best friend gave his life so I could sit here and talk to you today and raise these four beautiful daughters. And I thank God every day for him, and I thank God every day that he gave me these wonderful, crazy nuggets that drive me nuts. And
whoa, hold on. Your platoon sergeant died, and then you became the father of his kids, is that correct?
No, negative. No, we were young. I became the father, father of four beautiful daughters.
Oh, awesome. Yes. And by the way, to your platoon sergeant and his family, thanks for making the ultimate sacrifice for America.
Most definitely. I am still a very powerful uncle to his daughter, who he did leave behind, but I am very much in her life as well.
It's awesome. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening down in Texas, Troy. It means a lot. And, you know, when everybody gets a chance to share a story about their life, about their children, we're all proud. And that's why this girl dad hashtag thing, and I heard Jody Mack from CBS Sports Radio about 2 hours ago, right before I came on, about 10 minutes before I started at 10 p.m. Eastern, and I heard him in his voice, and I think it's the greatest thing in radio or TV or anything real in the media. when you can hear in someone's voice that it's no BS, that the reverence they have for somebody, and it could be somebody from the military, could be law enforcement, could be a coach, could be a teacher, could be a family member, could be their wife, could be their husband. You can hear it. You can hear it. And I heard Jody, and I listened to him, and he's a longtime radio pro. And I, when he was talking about his daughter and the hashtag girl dad and discussing it and off the death of Kobe and everyone else in that helicopter, it made me think, you know what, we're going to take this show tonight. And in between talking about whether the Chiefs or the Niners are going to win on Sunday night in Miami, that will allow all the listeners on air and at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook to give a shout out to their daughter. And William Stanford tweets at Saturday Huge, shout out to my daughters Lily, who's 9, and Willow, 8, as they prepare for Girl Scout cookie season and spring soccer. Hashtag girl dad. Acyon Fowler is listening in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. Old pick, but it's all three of us. Always proud of them. Try my best to love them, even though they may think I'm the worst sometimes. Yeah, you get your daughters to the teenage years when that begins. That's a whole nother story. Mark Genson drops a comment. Staples Center will always be the house of Kobe and Gigi. Thanks for that. Curtis Brown tweets at Saturday Huge, do you comprehend that your audience consists of millions of people who lost loved ones to tragedy and violence every day? We feel sorry for Kobe and everybody on that plane, but 24-hour discussion for an entire week is absurd. Okay. Justin Mulbin tweeted out, LeBron's speech on Kobe was good as it gets. Amen on that. And Adam tweets at Saturday Huge, definitely a proud hashtag girl dad. I can't beat coming home to my little princess. You can join us live with 855-212-4CBS and at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.